The Diocesan Rome Caritas organisation, together with the Italian State Railway, on Thursday launches a project to renovate the Caritas Don Luigi di Liegro hostel and soup kitchen at Rome's central Termini train station. Casa Dolce Caritas is the name given to the solidarity campaign that kicks off on December the 8th and that aims to renovate and re-qualify the hostel, a point of reference that offers short-term shelter, hot meals and psychological support to thousands of poor people struggling to survive on the streets of the big city. In the year 2012, the shelter hosted over 1,500 homeless people and fed many, many more. As Sister Maria Rita Falco told me, the initiative to renew the hostel is absolutely necessary on a practical level. But it is just as important to listen to what Pope Francis keeps telling us about the need for a change of heart and the need to give something to others to be able to change the world.
Casa Dolce Caritas is a solidarity campaign in order to support the complete renewal of the homeless shelter Don Luigi di Liegro. Casa Dolce Caritas is a sort of a pun on home sweet home, because the shelter would be not only just a temporary solution for homeless people, but it would give them also a starting point for a better life, and so to offer them a different solution, perhaps a steady solution for the future. So this shelter was opened by Don Luigi di Liegro in 1987, in a big building in Termini railway station. So you can imagine that after all this time, it is quite ruined. And I mean, many, many, many thousand people passed in this building. So now it needs a big renewal and also to be adapted to new security rules. And so with the help of Italian railway stations, Caritas Roma has started this campaign, which consists in a sort of sensibilization of people towards the homeless people and poor people in our cities, but also tries to collect funds to sustain this renewal. So it is organized in this way. Caritas volunteers, but also volunteers of railway charity organizations, will travel on trains all along Italy, because the campaign is a national campaign which includes major cities in Italy. And so they will travel on trains and talk to passengers, and they will talk to them and explain the purpose of the campaign, and then they will ask them to buy small gadgets, sweets, things like that, small things, but to sustain this initiative, and so to explain also the importance of having a mutual attention to people who are in necessities nowadays. So they will explain, as I said, the shelter is not only a shelter, but a starting point where people can find, of course, a bed, food, but also listening people, friendships, and then they can find again self-confidence and hope to start again a better life.
I have been to the shelter. I went there years ago, and I was very, very impressed and very moved by what I saw. These days it's so cold, our thoughts turn to people who come to a place like that. How long, more or less, do they stay there?
The shelter is thought as a temporary shelter, so they can stay for 3 months or 6 months, depends on the different situations. Anyway, every 3 months they have a talk to volunteers or to professional operators to see if they're, in the meantime, they have found a new job or another accommodation, or perhaps if the young foreign people, if they have learned Italian, and so that they can start a stage. So people should stay there not for a long time. Of course, there are then individual cases, individual people who have particular needs. And so sometimes you have, let's say, historical presence, but they're just a minority of these ones. So for people who cannot find another accommodation because perhaps they are too old. Then Caritas have organized, let's say, a second level accommodation, which is thought for older people which were homeless, but now they have learned how to live in a community, because in a shelter you have also to learn how to live in a community. It's not like just living on your own according to your, only your own personal rules. So you have to adapt yourself, to talk to other, to respect other people. So in a certain sense, a shelter is also an educational point for people.
Sister Maria Rita, Pope Francis has shone the light on the predicament of the poor again and again since the beginning of his papacy. In your experience, has he helped change the attitude of so many people towards our poorer sisters and brothers?
This is not an easy question. Anyway, I think that the great thing about Pope Francis' words are that he has done again dignity to words that were not so respected. I mean, words like solidarity, good, and self-giving, sacrifice. I think that were words a bit neglected in these last years. And then by his speeches, he reminded us that, no, these are good words. These are words full of dignity because they express the dignity of people. So this is a great help that these words by Papa Francisco has given us. And, of course, the Pope speaks, but we have to listen. Otherwise, they can just remain good speeches. But anyway, he has a great impact on people's consciousness. And so I think that these words will go far, far away.
Finally, shall we make an appeal to people to take conscience of this initiative and contribute? Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners? Maybe they'll be traveling on trains, maybe they're in the station. What can they do to help?
First of all, they can just pay attention, because I think the first thing is to pay attention and to try to change ourselves, first of all, because the change in the world depends on us. Poor people are not guilty. They are just perhaps unlucky or just more fragile than us. So pay attention, change your heart, and then take something of yourself, give some money to change the things also in the world.